We're able to have Instagram working for us all the time in the back end because of this ManyChat feature. So we're getting constant emails all the time.
Because we're over 15,000 emails now,
Yeah.
right?
And at a few weeks ago, we were at 12,000. The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back.
Hello, hello.
Margaret and Stetson. We were just looking at a fun little...
little press release.
Little press release. And it's really fun. So, Better Homes and Gardens. Basically, the podcast got featured in Better Homes and Gardens. Thanks to our friend Tanisha. So, if you're listening, girl, we really appreciate it. Hope you're doing well.
Yes.
And thank you so much. That was so sweet. So
that
she got
so
featured.
Sweet.
She had a whole spread, which was awesome. She had a whole page to herself. And she mentioned us as one of her organizing must-haves, the podcast.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's just so sweet. And that is the spring issue of the magazine, is the Better Homes and Gardens Organized magazine. And it is a gorgeous spread for one.
Yeah.
Everything in there. But the magazine itself is super beautiful.
Yeah, I just quickly flipped through it. It sounds like it got delivered a little bit ago.
Yeah.
But it's my first time seeing it. And I remember, I totally forgot about that. But now I remember that someone had reached out and asked about the podcast. But I sort of like didn't really think anything of it.
I know, because it had happened a while ago. Yeah, the editor of the magazine had reached out and said that they were featuring an organizer. She didn't tell us who it was. It was a total surprise. But that this particular organizer that they were going to feature listed our podcast as one of her must-haves, or like, you know, business must-haves.
That's very nice.
I know.
That's super,
Tanisha,
super sweet. And it's just fun to have a podcast, little recognition for the podcast.
It totally
and
is.
Better Homes and Gardens. It's really cute. So
it is. Yes.
If you happen to pick it up, because I know we have a lot of organizers listening, let us know. Send us a DM if you see Tanisha's article and the podcast in there.
Yes, because the article is so, so beautiful. And it's a great picture of her.
Yeah.
It's just so fun.
Very, very nice. Like, again, we've been doing this podcast for so long, and sometimes we're just like, we're just talking, you know, don't really know. But it's nice to know that people are still listening.
Yes.
I mean, we see you listening, but it's nice to know that it's still giving you value for
right
whatever that is.
Right.
Timber actually reached out. Timber Price. I did some social media coaching with her.
I remember.
A couple years ago now, I think.
Yeah.
But we keep in touch and we vox back and forth, and she has a storefront. She's doing videos and things now, so that's really going good for her. But she had sent a message yesterday of like a Voxer. It was just like, hey, I haven't got a chance to catch up on your podcast. I've been binging it. Like, thank you so much. Like, it's still one of her favorites.
Oh, that's
so that was so nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like you said, you know, sometimes we just pop on and we just start rambling. We don't always have a plan of what we're going to talk about, but we know that something always comes to us because there's always something new happening in the business, something new to find out on social media or whatever challenges we're dealing with lately. And so it's nice. It's nice to know that we are still adding value to
mm-hmm.
people.
Yeah. And then we have another exciting guest coming back and coming up in February.
Yes, we
so
do.
As we mentioned, that was one of our goals that we're going to do is start bringing guests back and just start mentioning the podcast more in our social, because not a lot of people know, you know, that we have a podcast. And so you'll be seeing more about it.
Yeah, I think this week's episode that was just published, the week that we're recording this, it was episode number 150. So we have 150 episodes now.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that
That's
crazy?
Wild.
Because we've only published one a week. There was that period of time when we took like a 2-month break because we were trying to figure out if we should keep it going or not. And then we came back. But yes, 150 episodes every week, with the exception of that little break. Or cool. We've had a break here and there. Like, we try to let you all know, like, we're going to be out of town traveling and we won't be able to do one. But
yeah,
for the most part, yes. But I thought that's kind of a neat milestone, you know?
Very nice. Very, very cool. Yeah, so that was super nice. So thank you so much, Tanisha. We just shared a little story about you on our social, but that's always nice. Super sweet.
I know.
Keep up with
yeah,
old
the
friend.
Podcast has now been in a nationally published magazine. That's
yes.
Kind of fun, our little podcast.
Yes.
It's
and
its own
that,
little mention.
I know, it is so cute.
It's
And we
so
had our
cute.
updated photo on there, which I like a lot better than our old one.
Yeah, I like it too.
It's clean. It's we
it
didn't have to.
Suits the brand really well.
Yeah, the photos that we use, we actually got done at the Amazon Live event, which is super nice. They had like professional headshots.
I know. So many influencers there that didn't take advantage of that.
Yeah,
I'm
we're
not
like,
sure
yo, this
why.
is like a couple $100 thing. And like, because we never done like professional headshots specifically. We've done like a brand shoot, but not like the traditional white background, like pose sort of things that is just nice to have.
It
So.
is just to have that professional photo. Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But yeah, I'm getting ready to head to Canada. A little personal update. I'm heading to Canada for the first time ever.
You've never been to Canada?
Mm-mm. Unless I
Oh.
was a baby and I don't remember.
No, I know we never took you as a baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
So I'll be
you're gonna like
there
it.
when you're listening to this podcast. I'm going to spend like 5 days or so there. We're staying at the Westin in Whistler. I hear good things about it. And I'm going to be filming over there. I'm bringing some products. Like I said last year, that was one of my goals of just like trying to naturally fit in work, so it's not like super stressful for me to leave. So that will be nice to just work while I'm there. And then Brandon will be skiing. Our friends are coming. My dad and his wife will be there. So we're just gonna hang out and eat and walk around.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
Kenzie and I are gonna do a yoga class on Sunday
Oh,
at
perfect.
10:15.
That's perfect.
That'll be nice after the long drive because we're driving, which I would probably opt into flying every
Yes,
time.
you totally would.
But in
But
this situation, it's just easier for us to drive with the ski gear and just like the weather, and we would have to rent a car anyways. So it's just kind of easier for us to drive, but we're splitting it up. We're gonna do 4 hours tonight and then 6 hours roughly
tomorrow.
on Saturday.
Yes, because you're
So.
leaving when Kenzie gets off work
Yeah,
tonight.
so we'll have a late drive, but it's only a
And
4 hour drive. And
you'll just bring all your ski gear that's in the back, just bring it into the hotel.
yeah, I was like, everyone, we're bringing every, don't even leave a hairpin in the car.
No,
You
don't leave
can't
a
leave anything
quarter.
in the
Don't,
car in Portland.
right.
So
Yes. Yeah.
we will bring every ounce, everything we can in
Yes.
before we, yeah, leave the car. So,
Yes. Yeah.
but
Yeah.
anyways, that will be fun. So
Yeah, I'm
that's kind of what
excited
I've
for
been
you.
doing.
When I went to Whistler many years ago, one thing that I was thinking about when you were talking about it was we didn't change any money into Canadian dollars. We just used US dollars and they happily take it at the
I didn't
ski
even think
resorts.
about that actually, that they have a different currency.
Yeah, and our money I think is worth more.
It is.
So they happily take the
Yeah.
American dollars. But if you wanted to like change it out, then you would technically spend less because if you change it into Canadian money.
But how does
But
that work with a card? Like using your
oh, I
card,
if
it
you're
will
using your card, it'll change it for
automatically.
you.
Yeah.
Yes, you won't have to worry about
But
it.
yeah, I forgot that there's a different
But like
currency.
tips or something, they'll take American money, like for
I
tips
was
for hotels
thinking
and
about
whatnot.
that.
Yes.
Or I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Interesting. That would be kind of cool
They
to
have
see.
Canadian dollars and
Yeah.
they oh, their money is so pretty.
I was gonna say,
It's beautiful.
everywhere else has the coolest
I
money, even
know.
like Mexico, like their money's so cool. Ours, like, is
Yes.
so ugly.
I still remember sitting, your dad and I were having lunch in Canada when we were there last, because I've been there a few times with your dad.
Yeah.
And we were eating lunch. We're like, oh my gosh, look how beautiful this money is. And then I've been up there with Mike too. And we're same thing. We're like, look at how beautiful you could see. They have these windows in some of their dollar bills where you can actually see through this little window.
So
It does
cool.
it, yes. Our money is so just blasé compared to other countries. So you'll have fun with that. Looking at if you have a chance to get your hands on any, you may not as much now because you mostly use
Probably
credit
use a
card,
card,
but
yeah.
you might see a piece of money here and there.
Yeah. But last time we did this ski trip, my dad works for a self storage company, and so they do a ski workshop every year. You used to go to them.
I did.
You even taught yoga
I did. In fact, I could tell
for a
that little
long time.
story.
But this is me and Brandon's 3rd year going. They always go to a different place. But last year we went to the Stein Erickson, and I mentioned, or I just tagged them in a story, and I did send them a DM like, hey, super excited to stay at your resort, like from this day to this day. But they ended up upgrading us rooms to this huge, like it was basically like
It was like a
a
condo.
condo. Yeah.
Yes, because you had a full kitchen
Yeah.
with a full eating area, island, whole section, living room, fireplace, bedroom, fireplace, that gorgeous tub.
huge tub,
separate
huge walk-in
shower.
bathroom, heated floors. This shower turned into a sauna. It was like all brand new,
It
hot
was
tub balcony.
gorgeous. And it was just a
It had
one
it.
bedroom,
It
wasn't
was a
it?
one bedroom, but it had two full baths. So our friends came and they were able to have their own bedroom. And then there was the pull-out bed. But even with the pull-out bed,
And they had their own bathroom.
there was still so much room in the living room. It was just
And you
massive.
had a big deck too, if I remember.
Huge deck,
It
yeah,
was
with the hot tub.
gorgeous. Yes. Oh, that's right. You had a hot tub out there.
Yeah,
It was
it was
so
so
gorgeous.
nice.
Yes.
So, we'll see if I get an upgrade this time. Emily's been like working her magic. I'm like, hey, I'm filming over there.
Yes.
It's I don't think that resort is like, I mean, Stein is like Forbes nominated. Super nice,
And
fancy.
they probably saw the value in having, with it, because we had a lot of followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
They saw the value of an influencer talking about it, which you did a lot.
Yeah,
So
I
to
did
them, it's
stories
probably
and stuff.
worth it,
And they reshared some things when
Some
I went to
companies
eat.
have their hands tied because they're part of a bigger company.
Yeah, and this, like the Westin is like, I know it's sold out because we literally ran into issues like getting a room. Like my dad literally got like one of the last rooms. So I know they're
Oh.
sold out. So I'm like,
Oh,
they
yeah.
might not be able to, but we'll see. You never
Yes.
know.
You never
So
know. You might show up, or maybe they'll at least leave you like a gift basket or something. You never know.
doesn't hurt to ask.
It
Because I
doesn't.
am going to be filming videos in there, so, and in and around the resort, so we'll see. I'll keep you updated if anything happens,
So,
but
do you want to hear that little story real quickly of how I started teaching yoga?
yeah, I do.
So, the ski workshop is something that the Self Storage Association, if you're involved in self storage, has various events. Like they have this big event in Vegas, and they have this event in for skiing. It's called the Ski Workshop, and it's for all of those people that love to ski, because not everybody goes to that event. But I tell you what, all the diehard skiers and their spouses go to that event. So this was the year we were in Jackson Hole. And I think this was my second ski workshop. The first one was at Snowbird in Utah. And I was just attendee, sort of. I wasn't a full attendee. Like I went to the gala dinner and I went to the mixers, but I didn't go, I wasn't a paid participant to
Yeah.
go to any of the other sessions that they had. And they have a lot of
They
sessions.
have a lot of sessions that, and like
They
he knows
do.
some things. We went to one of them last year.
Yes, and they work in plenty of skiing, but they always have a lot of sessions too that you can go to and dinners and things. So here we are at Jackson Hole in the tiniest hotel room I think I've ever been in, with the exception of that one that you and I were in when you were 10 years old and we did the karate tournament. We went to New York.
Or the one in New York that
Oh, that one was pretty tiny.
just
I'm forgetting at the Arlo. That was pretty tiny,
Yeah.
but for the type of resort
Right.
this was, okay, this was the tiniest room. And it was, I mean, it was so tiny that they had a chair like the ones we're sitting in now, but it wouldn't even fit to where, like, your dad was going to get on the other side of the bed. I was like, because we have our side, so we sleep on. We had to move that chair like into the closet because we couldn't even, he couldn't walk around it. Like, he was going to have to climb
They
over the
just
chair. Like, why put the chair? But the reason why it was so small, it was near the elevator. And fortunately, we weren't bothered by the elevator, but it was part of this construction of the elevator shaft. So we didn't actually hear the elevator, but it was like the shaft of the elevator took over part of our room. We had the full size bathroom. We had a beautiful hallway walking in. We had all the other stuff. It's just the sleeping area was tiny. So that's an important part because it's part of my story. So we're in Jackson Hole, in the hotel, like event part area, because the whole event is held at this particular resort because they have prerequisites. They have to have ski in, ski out capabilities. They have to have meeting rooms. They have to have banquet rooms. So
Yeah.
we were in one of the rooms and for yoga. And I went to the yoga class because I loved to do yoga. And I was just like a yoga student at the time. It wasn't anybody special. So here we are in this room. We're all ready to do yoga. I have a yoga mat because I always traveled with my yoga mat because I would just do yoga in the room. And so we kept waiting and waiting and waiting, and the instructor never showed up.
How many people were in the room?
Oh, there's probably like a dozen people.
Yeah.
There was always, everybody wanted to do
Yeah.
yoga. And you have to get up super early.
Yeah.
Like the yoga class started at 6 a.m.
Right.
So we're all waiting, no instructor. So then the organizer at the time, her name's Martha. I think Martha's long retired. Martha was like the super organizer, every detail in place. So she's like, "What's up?" And she always went to yoga. She's like, "What the heck? Where is this instructor?" Soon as our so-called yoga time ended, She called. But during this time we were waiting, we waited like 20 minutes and we had only like a 45 minute block. So she goes, "Hey, Margaret, since you have a yoga mat, can you lead us through a few yoga exercises?" And I said, "Okay, yeah, I could probably try to do that." So I put my mat in the front of the room. I had no idea what I was doing other than, you know, taking plenty of yoga classes. I led everyone through a nice little yoga routine. An hour later, I get a voicemail on our room phone saying, "Hey, Margaret, you did such an amazing job. Can we pay you? We will pay you $200 to teach." It was only like three mornings of yoga.
Yeah.
Because one of the mornings they do something else. Three mornings of yoga. We will give you a full ride so you can participate in all the sessions, all the dinners, all the stuff. And we will buy your lift tickets. So nice. I go, "Yeah, of course I'm going to do that." But then I was like such a nervous wreck because I'd never taught anything like that before. So here I am in that, going back to our tiny, tiny room. We had the normal size hallway, fortunately. So I laid my yoga mat out there because, like you and I both, we don't just jump into something like without a plan. So I wanted to have a plan. I wanted to know what I was doing, what I was going to do next. So I formulated this whole little yoga routine and I did the next two mornings because there were three mornings total. So I did the next two mornings of yoga. Everyone was so, so happy. I got like the big claps at the end, you know, when they give out the slow turtle award, but I got all these congratulations. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. I felt so good. People were stopping me on the ski slopes, thanking me because they felt so good on the slopes, having done my yoga class in the morning. So after that, Martha always asked, "Hey, would you like to teach yoga again?" Like the following year we were in, where were we? We were somewhere in Utah, I think, because we went all over the place. If I wanted to teach a yoga class, I'm like, "Yeah, of course. Of course I want to teach a yoga class." Same thing, same rules apply. You get paid, we get your lift tickets, nice. You get a full ride. And it was so fun. But I started getting really, really comfortable with it because that's actually what prompted me to want to become a yoga instructor. So I started to, I was a prenatal yoga instructor and I was an Anusara yoga instructor, but I did the whole chime thing. Like I got my little singing bowl and I was like having everybody do their, you know, their sun salutations and everything. It was super fun. But that's how I got into doing yoga for the ski workshop.
So cool. I love it. Yeah. I'll let you know how the yoga class is when we go.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, that's cute. Know. Yeah. I don't know if I've heard that full story before.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever told you that full story, but yeah.
That's fun. Just random.
It was totally random. And just because that yoga instructor did not show up.
Yeah, it's just meant to be, I guess.
I think so. And that's what, like I said, that's what got me into wanting to teach yoga.
Crazy.
So like prenatal yoga was super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it got started.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I do have a social media tip to share, but speaking of like yoga things, I started working with, she's a physical therapist.
She is a physical therapist.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she specializes in breath work, basically.
Yes.
And she, I'm like
and
trying
alignment.
To explain what an alignment.
Yes, breath work
I'm
and,
like trying to
and alignment what. Or like through alignment or yes. It goes hand in hand.
But I'm going to be working with her for six sessions to sort of prepare my body for labor. Because all a bunch of our friends have worked with her and they've had super smooth labor and delivery.
And it's getting you ready for childbirth,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which the labor is definitely
yeah, like and just the big realigning part of it, your body, like, you know, so you're more comfortable and things. So it's really cool.
I'm really excited that you're doing that.
I just had my first appointment yesterday, but I have three exercises that she wants me to do in the morning and at night. Cause I've noticed this for years. And cause I used to like be a trainer and things and I've injured my back. Like I used to lift really heavy, but I've always been out of like a line, like my right hip has been tighter than my left.
And I think it might have come from your days of dance.
Probably. Too,
like we were talking about that maybe you favored one side over another for certain things, spins or leg lifts or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you naturally favor.
Yes, I guess we do.
You're not.
And especially
symmetrical.
As a ballet dancer, when your muscles are so strong and if you're favoring one side, it's easy to see where you could always be out of alignment.
Yeah.
And the muscles are just holding that disalignment in place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I just had my first session. So yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, along the same lines, but I'll keep you all updated of how it goes.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yes.
Three of my, me and my sister's friends that worked with her, they had a 45 minute
Labor and delivery.
Oh, so I'm like, I'll take that. Thank you.
I want that. Please.
Please. I'll take that. So I'm like, anything.
That's the labor and delivery.
Like, what do you want? Like any, like, I'm like, you'd literally tell me anything and I'll do it.
Yes.
As easy. I want it to be as smooth as possible.
Yes. So you will be a very good coachable student.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I do have like a little update on social. I thought I'd share because I know a last time I mentioned about the new, watch time and because the new stats, I should say, that you can see on your reels, like they just launched this a couple months back, but now you can see the watch time. You have a lot more data on like how long the person watched, when they dropped off, how many people rewatched the video, which is super helpful.
Oh, so helpful.
Because it's wild to see how many people rewatch our videos.
Is that the kind of data that you're
mm-hmm.
seeing?
But I've been experimenting just because the algorithm has changed.
Again.
Yeah, it always does change, but you know, that's fine. It's never going to always stay the same. But I feel like for a while there, our videos weren't doing that well. But I've really cut back the length of our videos.
Because that's what you said you were going to experiment with.
Yes.
Like take a second off maybe, but you've taken even more than that.
Yeah. So before, here's the evolution. Before, when we first started doing reels, 20 seconds. Then I found the hot spot for a long time, 17 seconds, roughly 15, 17. Recently, you know, within the last like year or 6 months, I've noticed that shorter videos do a little better. So like, you know, 14-ish seconds. Now,
I can't wait.
Our videos, like the ones that have been performing really well,
are getting millions of views,
are under 10 seconds.
What?
Which makes it hard because obviously hard to fit in a lot of stuff in 10 seconds. But and if you keep up with the content, you've noticed like I normally don't talk about multiple products in videos. I used to do 3 products in every video and that worked for such a long time. But I can't fit 3 products in videos if I'm doing a voiceover. I can't explain what that product is in less than 10 seconds, right? So I've cut it down to just doing 1 product a video, which has been working well, but really cutting down the length of the videos. Like the one I posted today, I actually want to know. It might have been 11 seconds. It might have been a little longer, but I'm really trying to like cut down as much as I can.
Any excess
So the one
seconds?
I posted today was 12 seconds.
Okay.
But that's like even way cutting it down from what I used to do.
Do you also speed up your voice a little bit?
No, I don't speed up my voice because it changes the tone of my voice.
Oh, gotcha.
Not that my voice is so amazing.
No,
I've literally gotten comments. It was a great video, but your voice is awful.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, people are so rude. I mean, it literally doesn't affect me at all. It's just so funny.
Yes.
Like, for my gender reveal, they're like, because that was a long video and I wasn't expecting my baby announcement video or my gender reveal video to do so well. My baby announcement has like 2.5 million views.
Really?
And that's 35 seconds.
Oh, wow.
And then my gender one, it's literally just 1 clip from a video that has almost like, it has like 900,000 views.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I wasn't expecting those to go well, but I remember looking at one of the comments when I first launched it and she's like, that was 35 seconds of my life. I'll never get back. Boring. She's like, what a stupid way to reveal the gender or something like that. And I was like, oh my God, I literally laughed
you
so hard. I know.
It was your
She's
choice.
Like, she literally said like the full 35 seconds. I will never get back in my life. It was so funny.
Oh my goodness.
But anyways, it's fun to see how people, you know, are invested in personal stuff because we don't really post as much. But
yeah.
Anyways. I have been experimenting with it. But what I've noticed is this, the watch time, like it, and it makes sense, but it's not like a longer video won't go viral, you know, but it's harder to hold people's attention span that long. Right.
Right. It's going to be really, really good. Like that inflating bed. You could probably have a 20 second.
Yeah.
People will
that
watch
one
it.
Was longer. Yeah. Cause everything is so interesting about the video.
Yes. Yeah.
But what I've noticed is the longer the video is, if your watch time is up, the more that they're going to push it out. Because say you're like, have a 20 second video and someone watches like 60% of the people watch all the way through, which is really good. they're gonna like, that's gonna go more viral than like a 10 second video and the same watch time. Does that make sense? Because it's only 10 seconds that you're holding their attention.
Yeah.
The other one is twice the length.
Oh.
So like, just say you want, like, you can't just post a 2 second video and that go viral. Obviously someone's going to watch that all the way through, but you're not holding their attention for that long.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you think that Instagram has like a minimum length, or its algorithm has a minimum length, or is it just because...
I don't think it's a minimum length. I'm just saying...
But it's just...
I'm not saying a longer video won't go viral. I'm just saying you have to make sure that video is really good and really interesting.
If it's going, if you want it to go viral.
Yes. And if you have that hotspot where you have an amazing product, say you have a 17 second video and your watch time's super high, that's going to...
That one's going to take off.
Take off way more.
Interesting.
So that's what
but
I noticed.
It makes sense in a way.
It does make sense. Yeah.
Because it's keeping people on the platform longer.
For longer. So if they're like, oh, this 20 second video... you know, as a 70% watch time, like, that's amazing. I'm going to push that out more than this 8 second video that has a 60% watch time. And I'm not saying like we always get 60% watches, like it's all over the place right now, but I was just using that as an example. But so I've sort of been experimenting with it a little bit.
That's cool.
Because you can't just post a 5 second video and have it go viral.
That's not the
secret. But there are
sauce.
Videos that are shorter that we have done recently that have been like 8 seconds. I don't know if I've done a video under 8 seconds. That's very short.
That's a short video.
But they have done very well.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've also done, you know, the longer ones. But it's really just all about the product. But I've noticed like some of them, I'm like, dang, I probably should have cut that down a little more, just because the drop time like drops drastically like at the very end. And I'm like, oh, if I would have cut it down to from 12 to 10, maybe that would have been better, right?
What about experimenting with that, like that particular video you're talking about, and then reposting it, but making it a little
I
shorter?
I did experiment with the laundry one. It didn't perform as well as I thought it was going to by cutting off a second. But again, it could have been that people already knew the product because I'd already shared it in a, you know, a lot.
Yes.
But
okay. Yeah.
It's something that is worth experimenting with. But yeah. I think just understanding that has been helpful. But also knowing that now on a regular basis for our videos, I'm making them as short as possible. Like, I'm cutting out so much more than I used to. So
yeah. So the tip, just your tip for this was...
Well, I think the tip is just like pay attention to your watch time and just like keep that in mind of like understand that shorter videos are performing way better now because people's attention spans are so short. But if you feel like you have a really amazing product that you can hold their attention longer and you get that retention time, that's going to go like uber viral over the other one.
Gotcha.
But I think our recent super viral video, let me pull it up because I didn't actually realize. I think it had 10 million views. It was the, I mean, we have other recent ones. We've recently been getting a lot of million view ones, which has been good.
Yes.
Our 2023 video has 4.6, and then four videos down has 1.4, and then the video after that has 4.5. So we've been doing really well. But the one that went super was the bathroom one. Because I actually wanted to look at what that length was again. 10 million views on the bathroom, the little coasters that are instant drying.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
the trays,
yeah.
Instant drying trays. So that has 10 million, a little over 10 million. This is a 10-second video and has 55% retention. So that means, and that's really good. Like 55% of the people, like our graph, like on a lot of the videos will be like, slowly dropping down and then drastic drop.
Oh, yes.
But this one, as you can see, like on the graph, it's just slowly going down, but it never has a drastic drop. And so, you know, 55% of the people watch this video all the way through.
That's cool.
Which is really good. So it's just kind of looking at it, understanding it. But I would definitely experiment with shorter videos. Not to say longer ones aren't going to go viral, but it makes sense when you think about it. But I think like a rule of thumb for me now is like 10 seconds is probably really the hot spot. Probably no more than 12.
Yes.
So that's way different than it used to be.
Way.
Or that's if I can do an 8 second video, I'm going to. Like,
but that's half the time from what you were making when you first started. So, and these views have really, because they've been, so many of them are going viral at once, I guess. We've had, what, we've gained, what, 10,000 Instagram followers in the last, since Monday, I think.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot more followers. So, like,
5 days.
But then, okay, this is a great example. So, the other one that I just said, 10 million views, right?
Yes.
So, 55% attention, it was 10 seconds. So, that's really good. But the one that recently is going viral, I would say it's slowing down a little bit. So, it might stop where roughly where it is. It's at, like, 4.6. It might get to 5. So, this is our recent one that we just posted, Best of Amazon 2023. This one is a 20-second video. Because I was sharing 10 of our top favorite finds.
So you needed, wow, okay. Yeah, you needed that for 20 seconds.
And I didn't do a voiceover. I did like a trending sound or whatever. But the at the very end of the video, it's 19% retention. So like 19% of people watched it all the way through. But like halfway through, like the 10 mark, it's 51% retention. So it's similar numbers, right? Because the other one is 55.
Yes.
This one's 51. So 51% of the people watch 10 seconds of it. And then it continues to drop down. Right before it has the drastic drop, it's 32% retention. But even like that's still really good because it's twice as long of a video.
In the eyes of the algorithm.
Yeah. Because I'm holding their attention for 20 seconds.
Yes.
Rather than 10.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that video is way longer, but it still did really well. So it's just kind of understanding that. I think it's just interesting in my eyes, just because I've never been able to like dive in and like look at the data.
Yes.
So it's crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
It's interesting.
And then it's interesting to see the rewatches of 1 million people replayed it.
I think that's just
so that's
blowing.
Like always been our trick of like trying to get as many people to replay
yes.
it, because it's like
yes.
The retention, you know, say the lowest very drop was 19%, but like 1 million people rewatched it. So we're holding their attention for like maybe 40 seconds, right?
Because
so
they're rewatching it.
Yeah. So this video has, oh, you can also see watch time. It has, I can't even say that number. How many hours is that?
Oh,
10,000. 287 hours, is that right?
Yeah, 10,287
yes. hours.
Hours, yes.
That people have watched this content on Instagram.
Just that one video.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, what comes to my mind is the 10,000 hours that you practice something. If you practice one thing for 10,000 hours, you will become an expert at the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so it's cool that we have that data too. It's like, this has been seen, man. Or people have watched this for that many hours.
10,000 hours.
Yeah. So I
it's funny, isn't it?
It is. And again, we're not like the video I posted a few days ago, but I just threw that together super quick. Like that flopped, not flopped, but like I didn't have a video to post. So I just threw something together. Like we're always going to have those videos that like don't do well or whatever, or have a lull time. We've noticed that like our videos are sort of just staying at a lull and we don't have a viral one.
Yeah.
But these are some things I've been doing to hopefully help the algorithm.
It seems like it has been helping.
Yeah.
Well, just looking at our Instagram growth is, I feel like it's always been a reflection of how well the videos are doing.
Yes. And sales in general, like our sales are way up this month. They've never been, this is close to like a prime month so far. So it's been really awesome. Like a holiday month.
Yeah.
But I think that's partially because we have so many links in so many different areas now.
We do.
And that was a goal like at the end of the year where we're like, okay, let's start up this Facebook group, which just passed 4,000 members.
Are we past 4,000 already? Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
I felt like it was like three. So I think I just looked yesterday, even it was like 3,000.
Yeah. Because we should have that one other update. We got, if you kept up with us in December, we did a giveaway on our Instagram. And we incorporated the ManyChat feature, which we talked about on a previous podcast, of how we're able to collect people's emails now, send them to join the Facebook for extra bonus points. I believe we talked about that.
We did, because we talked about AppSumo and how the inner workings of that is working with us. Yes.
But did we talk about how we're able to do it in DMs? I think we did.
I think we did.
Okay.
Yes.
If we didn't, just a quick catch up. We are doing these giveaways. We did one in December. It performed very well. We got 1,200 emails from it.
I don't think we did talk about this part.
Okay.
This one part that I think you're going to talk about for the DMs. Yes.
So we got, this was our first time testing it. We ran this giveaway for a week and a half, so not super long, but we got 1,200 emails and a bunch of people in our Facebook group. So in my eyes, I'm like, okay, that's awesome. Like, we should do this again. And I've also noticed that a lot of the influencers that are following are doing these monthly giveaways. They're doing huge scale giveaways. Like, they're doing Louis Vuitton bags, like Dyson Airwrap, which yes. we'll probably end up doing. Cause I see where they're going with it and how much value they're getting out of it. And we get even more than them because they're not using ManyChat.
So the one that you showed me, her value of her giveaway was like $4,500.
Yeah, exactly. And that one has millions and millions of views and hundreds of thousands of comments. So we ended up just throwing together a super last minute giveaway for January. So we published it a week into January. It is an awesome bundle of stuff and we're running it through the entire month, which is great. So you have the entire month, and then early February, if all goes well, which it is already, we'll launch a new one. So we have this new feature that we're using within ManyChat to be able to have people get additional bonus points by completing steps in their DMs. So you notice in all of our videos, you comment the word, you know, like today was desk, and we'll send you the link. And so you get an automatic message from us with the link to shop that product. Super great for us because that's our number one issue.
But totally.
We went a step further with the giveaways and we have this sequence now. So if you comment giveaway, and if you want to see how this works, you can do it. I think I'm trying to remember if we talked about it. Anyway,
we did talk about like the sequence, like if you want to see, but I don't know if we talked about what this little part of it is, but it's okay to recap it.
Yeah.
Like,
so
helpful.
If you comment giveaway, you will get a message from us to say, hey, thanks so much for entering. Do you want to enter bonus points? And then they just tap let's go or let's start. And then it walks them through the sequence. So the first one is, you know, what's your email? The second one is, I think, explore our storefront. And then the third one is join our Facebook group. And then they can finish all those steps and then they get an additional bonus points. And ManyChat keeps track of all the points that they have, which is great for us because we can see how many points they have. But this has completely exploded everything because now our giveaway isn't just only growing as followers, which it is. We're getting so many followers from the giveaway and just our viral videos in general.
Yeah.
But we're able to collect and we're able to have Instagram working for us all the time in the back end because of this ManyChat feature. So we're getting constant emails all the time.
Because we're over 15,000 emails now.
Yeah.
Right?
And a few weeks ago, we were at 12,000.
12,000. Yes.
And it's been a slow growth to get us to 10.
Yeah. Because before, and I think we even said this before, we were getting 25 a day, roughly. We were always increasing, but it was like on average,
you're
25
talking about
emails
followers,
a day.
Not emails.
No, emails a day. We were getting about 25 emails a day.
Oh, 25 emails. Yeah.
A day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now we're getting hundreds a day.
And we're getting hundreds of people in our Facebook group. Like this morning, I almost approved 200 people.
That's so amazing.
So Instagram is not like, so this is helping grow our followers because you have to follow us in order to enter the giveaway. But then we're growing our email list for virtually like free. The only money we're putting in is what we're giving away and sending, like what it costs to send out that product to that person. And we're growing our Facebook group.
Yes.
So it's,
so I think that's
win,
all
win,
that's
win.
Increasing the sales.
Yes.
Just across the board. It's just increasing the sales. And it's Instagram that's doing the work.
Yeah. ManyChat.
Through Instagram.
Yeah. Through Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've never had Instagram just constantly running in a sense to grow our audience outside of Instagram, which is basically
right.
what we're doing.
Yes.
We've always,
that's what ManyChat is doing.
We've been having ManyChat run our links all the time, which is so great for us because it's all about clicks. So we're constantly getting clicks, clicks, clicks when we're just sitting here not doing anything. And through the weekend and things, because ManyChat is sending DMs. But for the emails, it's been so cool. We've gained, I think, 5,000 emails in like
a
month
we
and a
start?
Half.
Yes. I feel like, well, yes.
Because I feel like we ended the year close to 10,000 and now we're almost, we're over, we'll be at 16 and by tomorrow. Like this thing is growing so drastically and so quick.
And as we all know, the email lists are so important. Like that's what you actually own.
Exactly.
Of everything. So keep growing the email list. It's like been a focus of, it should be for everybody. It's been our focus.
Yes.
And it has been, which has been great. You know, it's been growing since we restarted our list a year ago.
Yes.
But now having the tremendous growth that we're having now because ManyChat is collecting this information for us now.
Yeah. It's been so cool. Like, it's, in my opinion, outweighs any ad or anything like that, because you're able to just build that personal connection because you're DMing them, right? But then you have all these things just like constantly working, and they're just with friends sharing friends. Like, an ad is like, you know, you're showing it to people that they may not know you, or there's like, yes, who is this person? Or a lot of people thought our Facebook giveaway was a scam. Like, we got a few people saying, there's no way this is real. I'm like, that's so funny. Like, this is real. We had people, totally, we shared real. their giveaway back, you know, bags, but it's just friends sharing friends, and we're constantly growing. So,
and I love the gals in the Facebook group now. I see them whenever I pop in and actually look at some comments. They're welcoming newcomers in. One gal even said, thank you so much for letting me into this group. And then someone else is in there. You're going to love this group. It's it's so nice to have you. You know, they are forming their own little friendship community in there.
Exactly. And their attention spans are way longer in Facebook groups. They're more willing to read. They're more willing to interact. And
it's
like
a different breed.
Yeah, Bill, it's like the community is harder to build on Instagram because they're not connected, but we're connecting everyone together. But all these different things has been helping us, our link clicks drastically, I think, too. Partially the viral videos always helps.
Sure.
But I think it's just constantly having all these things working all the time has able to help keep those clicks up. But I'm excited. I was like, if all goes well, but it's going really well right now. Like, we already have 1500 emails, I think, from this giveaway. And it's still, we still have a few weeks left of the month.
We do. We're
and
still
that's
like halfway into the
go.
Month.
And this one was very last minute. We have a quote unquote designer bag, but it's like only $150. We're giving away a suitcase, $300 Visa gift cards. Like, it's a really good giveaway still. But my plan or thought is looking at these other influencers of like, okay, let's invest in the Louis Vuitton. Let's maybe invest in the Dyson. You know, let's put together this really awesome no-brainer giveaway that will hopefully go viral. And then we have that ManyChat feature working in the back end. I've never seen any of the influencers that I follow, because I comment just to see what they're doing on the back end.
Yes.
And they're not using this
yes.
feature. They're growing hundreds and thousands of followers from the giveaways.
Yeah, right.
But
it's
that's
what's
not
going
everything,
on.
Right? It's like,
well, and you think about this. I mean, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking about all of this too. By the fact that it's, for one, building our email list, then and our email open rate is really high. People love the emails. So that's a way for people to go in and click the links. But the Facebook group and all of the content that Amy and Beth are putting in there will live there forever. So as people scroll through, they can always continue to shop. And as more and more people come in, they'll see all the good stuff that's in there. They can continue to shop. They can continue to interact, but it's better than an ad, I should say, because you and I have experience with ads. We did ads for the pantry class where we hired an ad agency. And the whole thing about ads is if you make like a dollar above what you're spending, you're doing great.
You're doing good, yeah.
Because you're not breaking even. Mm-hmm. So you're doing great, but it has nothing to do with the sale of your actual product. It's all like the ad spend is something completely different. It's an animal on its own. So if you're investing a lot of money in ads and you're driving traffic to your thing, then they'll start to eventually start to come in, but you have to keep running ad after ad after
ad.
And
change up your ads and tweak your ads.
People get bored with the ads.
The back end is so annoying of Facebook Manager. I would never want to learn it ever. It's,
no.
Yeah, it's awful.
And they have to, I mean, because we've seen it, like when we were working with Dom,
yeah,
and he was showing us our ad area, and he has all these ideas for different ads. Because when he helped us, we ran some ads for that big travel giveaway. But all the ads have to be different, and you have to target different audiences. Okay, this one's going to go to that group. This is going to go to that group. We're going to try to drag people that might be attracted to this. It's a guessing game all the time. But you always have to keep putting more and more money in. This way, what we're doing is just buying the things for the giveaway.
Yeah.
And what
or
it costs.
Or giving away what we already have in free PR.
Or that too, when we've had the free PR. But even if we end up buying the things, and then whatever it costs for us to ship,
yeah,
and it depends on the box, is so much less expensive than having to put a couple hundred dollars a day. Like, I forget what we were up to for, we were what, like 500 a day, 1,000 a day.
It's less expensive
for like three
and less
days.
Stressful.
Yes. Like people spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on ads every month.
Yeah.
Now they break even and they get a dollar back on that hundreds of thousands, which in turn they take that whatever they've gotten 100,000 back of the dollar above, but they put it right back into ads.
Yeah.
It just becomes a game of where you want to make more money from your ads so you have more money to spend on ads.
Yeah. And I do think ads are like, obviously, like if you're trying to sell a course or things, like that's obviously different. But like our goal is to just grow our email list, grow our followers on all of our platforms and get link clicks.
That's our bottom line is we need more.
Because
we
if
want
we
more
get all those,
clicks.
We're making more money.
Yeah.
Right. And so
right.
Put in 15, I was like $1,500. We get a Louis Vuitton bag. We do, or, you know, even 2000, like $2,000 a month. We do that 12 times a year. Who knows how many emails, like just the 1500 emails that we've gotten so far is like within the last week, I think we launched the giveaway, is priceless. Seriously priceless.
And people are buying things through the emails and mm-hmm. they're buying through the blogs. I mean, because now that we have tracking links for everything, we can see this. And that's where it's starting to, we're starting to see this big shift. And then especially the Facebook group, because all the content lives there forever.
Exactly.
People will scroll through and they'll find the thing and they'll like it and they'll add to cart just because there's like 25 gals that have commented on it that they love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's getting its own reviews for the product too. I mean, it just, it gets
100%.
Better and better.
And it's nice that it's our audience, you know, that's tagging their friends that are similar to them.
Right.
So we're sort of getting, you know, our ideal audience. I'm sure there's some people that will unsubscribe to our list. Totally.
Sure.
Get it.
Yeah.
But I feel like the people that are walking through the sequence, a lot of them are joining the Facebook group. Once they're in the Facebook group, they see that fun community. I think it'd be really hard to leave after you get that acknowledgement. And
when
just,
people
like,
are
fun.
Welcoming you in.
Yeah.
And
that will make them want to
so
stay
nice.
And interact mm-hmm. with all of our content more, including our email. So,
and the winners are sharing their goodies. Like when I send something to them, I box it up and then it arrives and I don't even know when it arrives, but then they're sharing it on the Facebook group, a picture of all the goodies.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are congratulating them for winning. You know, it's just such a nice community, but
really
the,
active. Yeah.
But really the point is that we are finally, I feel like you were saying, it's so much more valuable than running ads.
Yeah.
It's like we're running our own ad spend, mm-hmm. but it's giving directly back to the bottom line.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's been really awesome. So you'll see us doing more giveaways. My plan is to do it every month and then just do
and
an
just let
awesome,
it, let
like
it run
awesome
all
giveaway
month.
With an air wrap with a, you know, designer coach or Louis bag or something.
Yeah.
And do this huge bundle of things, or even like an Apple Watch I've seen people do.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That's not something you're going to buy yourself. Of course you're going to do everything you can to enter that. And if we keep doing these things, not that we're going to be a giveaway page by any means, but we're only doing one giveaway a month. We'll have it up on our feed, pinned to the top, mention it here and there on our stories. It's just something that
and
you
it's
can
mentioned
do.
Here and there on an email, I think.
Yeah. But that's, I've noticed a lot of other influencers that I've been keeping up with that have been doing this. It wasn't our idea, but the ManyChat thing is new. that I haven't seen a lot of people do. They've been gaining thousands and thousands of followers a week. Allie Hunter is someone that's big in the Amazon community influencer world, and she did a giveaway in December and a giveaway in January. Hers were huge. Louis bag, air wrap, everything.
Yeah, she was one. I think it was $4,500 value.
She's about to pass up and fall. Us up in followers, and she was at like 500,000, I swear, like a month or two ago.
Yeah. And now she's up upper 700s now.
Yeah. I'm surprised if I haven't looked. She might have passed this up now. But again, the followers are great.
Yes.
Followers
and it's
are
not
great.
So much about the followers. It's about the
I'm more
clicks.
Motivated now to grow our followers again. I really wasn't focusing on it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more motivated to, like, okay, let's hit the million this year. You know, let's do that.
Yes.
But
it's on our vision board last year.
The other things that we're doing is just priceless with the giveaway. Yeah. So that was another little tip and something cool that we're doing. It's kind of new. So we'll obviously keep you all updated on it.
We will, yes.
And let you know how much money we put into it, how much we're getting out of it, and just like how it's affected our sales. Our sales are amazing this month, and normally January is very slow.
I was so impressed to see that.
And yeah.
For, I mean, like the day after New Year's, I was surprised to see mm-hmm. higher sales. And then like a few days after that, I was like, whoa, this was like a Prime Day sale here.
Yeah.
So it, what we're doing is working, mm-hmm. which is what we wanted. I mean, that it's all about for us anyway, for our business model is to keep, you know, doing what we're doing so we can drive more link clicks. But
yeah.
Yeah.
And just sharing good content, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and all of those things. Happy. Yeah. And it's just fun. We love giving away stuff.
Giving away stuff. Yes. It's so, so fun.
I love sharing new product. I love all the stuff we're doing. So it's nice to just like still have that focus of like, we're just growing it. What other things can we try or tweak, you know, this year, building out a different storefront in a different country, you know, to sort of see how that goes. Like we're always experimenting.
Yeah. It's just like Allison Prince told us in our inner circle meeting, just, you know, keep doing the same thing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Just expand it a little, like exactly. The Facebook group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been really cool. We'll obviously keep you updated with all the info, but talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.